Chap Line, we're joined here today by Priscilla Linares. Of course, she is on both things in the fall. She plays both girls tennis and also ran cross country this fall. So, Priscilla, appreciate you joining us here today. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. Were you shocked when I reached out to you and told you that you were going to be our Brinks Spotlight Captain Athlete of the Month, or were you kind of anticipating something like this?
No, it really did catch me off guard. I saw the message and I was like, whoa.
How did it feel? Was it, kind of fun, kind of neat?
Yeah, it was fun. It was neat. It felt good, I guess, like appreciative of like the work I put in.
Yeah, well, you do put in a lot of work. The reason I wanted to spotlight you is because you play a lot of different sports, and you've done two sports multiple times throughout your career in the same season. So I thought that was really cool. But also, liked you were kind of talking about, going on to further your education and stuff. So we want to learn about that as well. But first, let's learn a little bit about you and your family. Got any brothers, sisters? Tell us about your mom and dad. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yes, I have one brother and one sister. They're very big parts of my life. I look up to them a lot, and I try to follow as much as I can in their footsteps. And with my family, we just, we travel together, and, I guess we just spend time with each other a lot, doing anything possible.
How much older or younger are your siblings?
My sister is 10 years older than me, and my brother is 8.
So how did you build that bond with them, and stuff being so young?
It took a while, definitely. When I was younger, I guess I was like the more annoying sibling, but now that I'm older and like understand more what they like were going through in high school and like they can help me now that I'm in high school, like we've definitely bonded over that a lot more.
So what are some of the things that you guys talk about and like to do together?
We just do like, I don't know, about anything. Like, we either, like, just hang around the house or, like, go places together. And we often talk about, like, just stuff about high school, like, how important, like, junior year was, like, just what to do with friends and stuff like that.
Sounds like you've got some great people to lean on in your life. I'm assuming they're kind of maybe your heroes, or who are your heroes?
Yeah, I definitely would put that. My sister, definitely, because she's like in the military, and I've also looked into that a bit.
So do you get much of a chance then to talk to her? Is she around here, or is it mainly through like social media that you communicate with her?
Yeah, I definitely, like, since she went when I was younger, it definitely was a lot over the phone, but somehow we still managed to keep a good bond. But we do try to like visit as often as we can.
Okay. How about friends? Who are some of your friends, and what does Priscilla Linares do when she's not competing in multiple sports in a season?
Some of my closest friends are graduated, like Sophia Tidgren. She also did tennis. She's the one that got me into tennis. Regan Geringer, she's also in tennis, and like Julia Craig. They are the ones that got me into tennis more, and I'm very thankful for that. In our free time, we kind of just go out to eat a lot, drive around, and try to do any activity around town if there's any.
So how did they talk you into giving tennis a chance, especially with as busy as you normally are?
It definitely took a lot since I was very focused on track at the moment because it was still in the spring. And I guess I kind of just did it because it was their senior year. I decided to give him a little gift, and I was like, I guess I'll go out for tennis, and I ended up loving the sport and went out again.
What was it about tennis that you fell in love with?
Definitely the environment. Like, at first, I kind of just liked it more because they were, like, my friends on there, but then this season, definitely, like, actually focusing on the sport and, like, knowing what I'm doing and actually, like, I guess doing it properly, and, like, now I actually really like tennis, like, on its own.
And you mentioned to me before the interview that, there was something about tennis that really enjoyed, but cross country also is in that mix. So I'm going to ask you, how many different sports have you competed in now since you've been in high school?
Freshman year, I only did one sport a season. So it was like volleyball and track. And then sophomore year, I decided to give cross country a go, but I wasn't really sure on like fully letting go of volleyball. So sophomore year, I did volleyball and cross country along with tennis and track. And then this year, I decided to quit volleyball and do cross country and tennis, and now in the spring I'm gonna do track alone.
So that change from the spring for tennis to the fall, is that something you enjoyed? And was that part of the reason why volleyball kind of fell to the side?
Yeah, volleyball, I think I would have quit either way just because I was really focused on cross country. But when tennis decided to move to the fall, it was honestly a good change just because in the spring we had a lot of like cold weather and winter still. But it definitely made it harder because I was kind of trying to focus a good amount on both. But luckily, tennis was more at the beginning of the fall, so like more in August than cross country was.
So, which is your favorite sport out of all the sports you've played so far? Which one do you enjoy the most?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would definitely say track and field has kind of been my favorite, like since the beginning, I guess, out of everything.
What is it about track and field you enjoy? And let's specify even more. What's your favorite event to compete in?
Favorite event, definitely a 400, either the 4x4 or open four. I don't really know how I enjoy track so much. Like I did it since I was in middle school, and honestly, like just seeing the girls like improve so much, it made me fall in love with the sport. And then like the adrenaline I get like before a race, and just I don't know. I guess track is the one for me.
And does getting to hang out with your friends and some of the social aspect of track, does that help out as well?
Yeah, it definitely does with every sport. Since they take up so much time, it's great to have friends doing the sport as well.
You mentioned how much time they take up. I know school is something that's extremely important to you. So how do you balance, especially when you're doing two sports in a season, how do you balance keeping up with all of the classwork that you have to do?
It definitely takes a lot of like your own free time, like sacrificing your own free time. It's school, then sports, and then back to school. Like it's just a back and forth, not really having any free time. And when you do, like it's really refreshing.
What classes do you enjoy in school? What are your favorite subjects to study?
My favorite by far is math. It always has been. I'm in pre-calculus, and math is my favorite subject.
What is it about math that you enjoy so much?
I think the fact that I understand it, like a lot of people seem to not get the hang of it. To me, it's just like it flows right in. Like I understand every aspect of math.
What are all the different math type courses that you've taken so far?
All the basics like geometry, algebra, algebra 2. Right now I'm in pre-calculus, and next semester I'm gonna go into statistics.
Any other subjects you enjoy, or who are some of your favorite teachers? Because they, even if you maybe don't like that subject as much, they just do a really nice job of getting you involved.
One of the subjects that I actually don't enjoy is English, but luckily here at Carroll, we have really great teachers that have helped me a lot and like have improved my grade in English. I'm not sure why, but I struggle a lot in English. And my favorite teacher by far is Miss Kaufman. She no longer goes here. She really did an amazing job of helping me with math as it got harder since we were in high school now, but she was a great teacher.
Now, I know you're also wanting to go to college, and you've got some ideas in mind. Tell everybody what you're thinking about doing when you get to college.
For college, I'm not sure what one yet, but I definitely want to pursue something in law. And if sports wise everything goes well, maybe something that can contribute to that as well.
Now, you had kind of joked in the spring about being a lawyer. What was that idea, and what would be enjoyable about being a lawyer?
Let me think. I'm not sure. Like being a lawyer kind of was a little joke, but like looking into it now, it kind of is on my mind for sure. I think growing up, just seeing like the career of being a lawyer, like I don't know, it's always caught my mind. Like it's been an interesting topic for me, and I think I definitely want to do something within the law field when I grow up
Have
or
you
go to college.
started looking at any schools yet? Has that been something, or is that going to be something you'll start here soon?
That's definitely something I'll start soon. It kind of just started with taking the proper courses, like for school. I'm taking Intro to Criminal Justice to like get a hang of it, and then like taking whatever classes that would push me towards that field.
When do you hope to make that decision? And are you willing to go anywhere for college, or do you want to stay kind of in the local area?
Yeah, I'm willing to go anywhere for college. I guess I want to like expand more and
Let's talk a little bit about fun things you like to do. You're in between seasons now, so do you read books? To what are some of your favorite movies or TV shows? Tell us a little bit about you behind the scenes when you're not in athletics.
not in athletics. I kind of try to put as much volunteer work as I can for like Silver Cord and NHS, and then like in my free time I just like spend time with family and friends and like just like relax and also like try to prepare myself for the next season. I don't really read. The last book I read was For School. It was Of Mice and Men.
So when with your volunteering, what do you volunteer for, and what kind of organizations do you help out?
For volunteer work, I do a lot of concession stands and like tiger covers at school. Like most of the volunteer work I do is at school, but this winter I'm going to try to do a lot more volunteer hours outside of school, like help out at shelters and stuff like that.
Okay. Favorite music? Anything? You got favorite artist? What's kind of your jam as you're getting ready, to run a cross country meet or get ready for that tennis match?
For music, I like any type of music for sure, but like right before a game, I do have like specific like playlists, I guess. More of just like I start off with like a calming music and then I go off into like a little bit more rap or hip hop or something like that. My favorite artist by far is not really known. His name is Charlie on a Friday. I just love his music.
Where'd you find him?
I don't really know. Like, I found him when I was in middle school, and I was like, I started looking more into his music, and I saw that, like, I liked his music, but hopefully he, blows up eventually.
Favorite foods or anything like that? What's something that what's your go-to when you're hungry?
Favorite food? I'm not really sure. Maybe an orange chicken for sure. And then maybe, like, if I'm feeling lucky, like going out to Ames or something, Wingstop.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate all your time here today. I know how busy you are. So thanks for chiseling out a little time for us. Congratulations on being our Brinks Cabinet Spotlight Athlete of the Month.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. Priscilla Linares again with a Carroll High student who competes in track, cross country, and also in girls tennis.